Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited that my good friend Patrick Prochazka is with us, is here with us today. And why I can't talk all of a sudden, I have no idea, but it is what it is. I'm going to blame it on the heat. So for those of you who don't know Patrick, because Patrick's been on our show many times, just absolutely, I just love Patrick, love his work, love the energies. And like I just said, the energy is already starting to flow. I can already start to feel them. And so Patrick's been on our show many, many times. And I always love to have him back because, you know, the work that he does is really powerful. I enjoy it very much. And so you'll see me yawning and reacting to the energies, I'm sure. So if you don't know Patrick, I'll just tell you a little bit about him and Patrick can tell us a little more. So Patrick founded the Thrive Energetics Academy and Lightbridge. And before that, he struggled for decades as a hospitality manager until life-threatening stress and frustration led him to abandon that lucrative career and embrace his calling as an empowerment coach and healer. And Patrick is an expert in law of attraction, belief sculpting, and energetic activations for healing and personal growth. With a BA in history of science and an MA in the religions of ancient India, Patrick applies higher dimensional tools for awakening and growth from a foundation based in science. He has studied massage therapy, aromatherapy, Reiki, law of attraction, life coaching, and various schools of yoga, theta healing, and other healing systems, and has developed his own unique system of energetic attunements called Lightbridge, which we'll talk about. So Patrick, welcome to the show. A different format, but welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much. I love this format. It feels so cozy and feels like we're all friends. It's really nice to enhance the energy sharing that we're doing in this way. You know, I'm used to connecting with everybody around the world over the telephone, and that has one energetic feel. But when we can actually be together in a room and I can see how many there are and see some faces, it really takes it to a higher level. So I love that you're doing this.
And I agree, you know, seeing people's faces, it is a little bit more dynamic. And I find for myself, it's more engaging. I have more fun because I get to see. And I don't know. For me, I find there's something about it that is different than just audio. And so somebody had actually emailed me yesterday and saying, why don't you do a webcast? It's so much easier. And I'm like, yeah. But this is fun. You know, I've done that. I wanted to do something different. So this is fun for me. Anyways, so Patrick, again, welcome. I always love to have you on the show, as you know. So for those people who may be new to the Laura Canfield Show and to you, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on right now with you?
Well, I'm kind of in an interesting state of expectation and shutting the door on all sorts of things in the past that haven't really worked very well. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone's going through exactly the same type of transition right now. We're essentially at a crossroads or a pivot point energetically. And for a lot of us, the pivot point, we started approaching it a couple of years ago, but it feels like everything is coming to a head right now. And I think everybody who's in the call right now, you know that something massive is about to shift on a cosmic level. I think everyone can feel it. Mm-hmm. And what I'd like to do is like work with people to help you step into whatever the shift is that's coming so that you can draw power from it and create a life that is really beautiful and harmonious and isn't scary, because a lot of us are really scared of change. And right now, change is no longer a choice for us. We must change. Things must change. The universe is changing for us. So I think that right now, as everyone knows, we're in this cosmic pivot point where we have all the planets going retrograde and we have the eclipse that was just a few days ago. And I myself am not an expert at astrology. In fact, I know very little about astrology, but I can feel on a very deep and visceral level the way those astrological events are impacting the collective consciousness. And I'd like to as much as possible, pull everybody out of the collective fears that are bubbling right now, mm-hmm. and make it feel like no matter what's going on around you, no matter what pain and suffering other people are beginning to experience, and no matter what traumas are coming to the surface right now that are ready to be cleared in other people, you can have that solid foundation for yourself and grow in the direction you're meant to grow, and at the same time support others in their growth. So it's a perfect opportunity for this. So I'm so glad we're scheduling this today.
And, you know, also the Lionsgate portal is next week as well. So a lot of energy building up for that.
It's so funny. I mean, all of 2017, it felt like it was just one thing after another on a cosmic level. And right now it feels like all of those events that happened in 2017 on a cosmic level squeezed into 1 month. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're accelerating.
Yeah. And I have to say, you know, for us, May, June, we're in August now, but May and June were like heavy months, like so much change happening. And it was like, kind of like, you have to like keep going, you know, it's like, if you couldn't even get a breather, but you wanted to stop, and it's like, just keep going, you know, it was really intense. Right. And so a lot of changes. And so when we're going through these changes, we kind of lose our stability, right? And like you're talking about, that foundations, you know, is kind of shaky, right? When there's so much change going on and we don't even understand what's happening, some of us, right? It's like, what is it, right? Yeah. And so how can we, and we're going to talk about what is power consciousness, but how can we, during all this change and all this shifting, how can we stay stable and strong and keep our structure intact, you know?
Yeah. So that's a massive, massive question. So we'll just dive right in and get to it. So the first thing that's very important for everyone to remember, no matter what's going on in the world around you, is you are never, ever disconnected from your power. It may feel like you're powerless to change things in the world, or that bad things are happening to you and they're unavoidable. But the truth of the matter is, you always have power at your fingertips. Power comes out of your internal thoughts, beliefs, expectations, judgments, and so forth. So you are constantly creating the universe that you live in harmony with other people, based on your expectations, based on your fears, based on your emotions. And as long as you can maintain that awareness, you'll be able to take control and say, okay, this is what I'm going to shift my expectations to. That thought is limiting, it's disempowering. I'm going to choose a different thought instead and see what happens. Now, the problem that's arising right now on a very cosmic level, a universal level, is that as we're going into this energetic shift and people are beginning to step into higher dimensional awareness, as you go into higher dimensional awareness, you begin to realize that a reality constructed on three-dimensional principles no longer needs to be the truth of your reality. So when you're stuck in three-dimensionality, you're playing the games of fighting over limited resources and believing that in order for me to get something for myself, I have to deprive somebody else. And if other people have more, that means that there's less left over for me. Those are all three-dimensional ideas. And when you begin to step into higher dimensionality, you begin to realize that you have access to anything and everything you desire, and you can empower it by simply focusing your thoughts, your emotions, your expectations, and living in the knowledge that something is going to happen for you. So what that means is all the people who are stuck in the old paradigm, in the old hierarchical power structures and so forth, they can see, they can feel that that's slipping away for them. And now they're like really going full force, trying to cling to the old power structures that no longer work for us. So it feels like the world is in upheaval, mm-hmm. but it's actually just in a period of shift. And some people are moving into higher dimensionality faster than others. And the people that are not moving into higher dimensionality are, they're feeling unstable and threatened at the moment. And therefore, it's like the claws are out. So what I really want to drive home to you is that if you stand in your high energetic state, if you stand in your high vibratory rate, as the people who are stuck in three-dimensionality want to claw at you and bring you down, then you've disempowered them and you've empowered yourself. So right now we've entered into this phase where there are an explosion of online trolls and an explosion of hate speech and people trying to offend and outrage other people. That's all designed to cause you to lower your energetic rate to match the trolls. So, you know, I don't want to say that I'm not using the word troll in a derogatory way. It simply means somebody who wants to lower your energy to match theirs in order to prevent you from growing. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we have to do is simply disengage. When somebody is trying to offend us, when somebody is trying to bait us into an argument or a fight, you should stay in your high vibrational energy and just rise above it and move on.
Yeah.
And that empowers everybody to continue doing the same thing. But unfortunately, you know, Facebook and Twitter are really, really good mediums for this. Facebook, you know, a lot of what's on Facebook is designed to evoke offense. It's designed to offend you in order to, you know, generate sales or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's really good idea to kind of disengage, or if you remain engaged, simply maintain your emotional control. Now, when somebody is trying to offend you, what they're trying to do is shift your point of focus away from the world that you want to create and direct your point of focus to what you'd like to escape. Mm-hmm. And if your focus is on everything that you dislike in the world, if your focus is on all of the problems that need to be solved, then by the law of attraction, you're simply pouring power into those problems. And it's a way of distracting us from focusing on what we really desire instead. So that's like the second point that I'd want to make here, that as long as you maintain the majority of your focus on what you desire rather than what you're trying to escape, if you focus on the world that you would like to create and live in, as opposed to everything you hate about the world that we live in right now, then you're going to rocket yourself into that world that you'd like to create. But if you're really stuck in the energy of offense, and I know a lot of people are actually addicted to drama and addicted to being offended, addicted to fighting and so forth, you're simply broadcasting a signal to the universe that you like those things, and the universe will bring you more and more opportunities for more drama, offense, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So, I've kind of jumped into the deep end of the pool here. So I hope I haven't.
Oh, that's great. And I'm like, you know, as you were speaking, I was looking at my life and it's like, oh, I don't have that at all. So I was like, I'm so glad I disconnected from drama and trauma and all that stuff long ago, because like I'm just, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to focus on what I want to create.
Absolutely. So I'll explain like an anecdote about how this works based on my experience as a healer. Mm-hmm. Every now and then I get a client who has a very, very clear vision of what they would like to create for their life, but they have blockages and limitations that stand in the way, and that client is willing to take a good look at themselves, to shift their beliefs, to do the work, to step into whatever it is they desire. And that's the type of client that has a huge amount of success. Mm-hmm. Every now and then I get a client who sends me like these messages that are just litanies of everything that they hate about their life. And even if I try to press them to identify something positive that's going on, they simply can't do it. Mm-hmm. And I very, very rarely get any traction at all with a client like that, because they're so focused on what they dislike in their life that it that really the only thing that's going to shift that energy is a magic wand, and that's not something that I have.
Yeah.
I tell clients all the time that you simply cannot continue to think the same thoughts that created the mess that you're in right now and create something different. Mm-hmm. That in order for you to create what you desire, it's absolutely necessary for you to shift your thoughts, shift your beliefs, shift your expectations, your emotions, and so forth. And I also quite often tell clients that it's up to them to do that. It's their responsibility to take control of their thoughts and emotions. I can help people recognize where their stumbling blocks are, and I can help offer energetic shifts to people, but it's the client's responsibility, or it's whoever I'm working with, it's their responsibility to think their own thoughts. Mm-hmm. I cannot think somebody else's thoughts. Only you can think your thoughts, and therefore only you have the power to create a new life for yourself. So it's all internal.
And that's a powerful statement. That's a very empowering statement, actually.
It is, yeah. Right? And it's very powerful because in my mind, power is an internal process. Mm-hmm. And most of us have been trained to look for external solutions to whatever's going on in our life. And if you're looking for the magic wand, or you're looking for somebody to save you, or you're looking for, the perfect crystal or whatever, I love my crystals. I have a whole collection of them right here and behind me and everything. But if you're relying on those external things to create your internal world, it's not going to work. You really have to do it from within. That's where your power lies.
I mean, those are tools, those are supplements, I guess supplemental tools that you can use, but really it is within, right? And it is up to you. And, there have been moments when I have wanted a magic wand. I have wanted somebody to save me. I have wanted somebody just tell me what to do, right? We've all had that, right?
Yeah,
so we can all
absolutely
relate to that. We've all had that. But in the end, and you can get support, and I totally believe in getting support. I mean, I'm a healer, I'm a coach, right? And so we as healers and coaches can facilitate and assist and support and show places where you may be stumbling or whatever. Just bring it to your awareness sometimes and do some energetic work. But in the end, it always does come back to us. We really are absolutely the creators of our lives, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, there's one thing that's really, really important for me to bring up right now, because quite often when I tell people that it's their responsibility to control their thoughts and to control their emotions, they misunderstand me and think I'm telling them that they should never, ever feel anger or never feel shame or never feel jealousy. And that's not true at all. Those are human emotions that are absolutely essential for human survival.
Yeah.
The goal is to be able to feel anger without getting stuck in the anger.
Yeah, and getting caught up in it and letting it distract you from creating your life.
Yeah, those are absolutely essential elements of your intuitive guidance system, as Esther Hicks would say. Mm-hmm. So anger, if you never, ever, ever get angry, you're living an inhuman life. Mm-hmm. Anger is a tool that's designed to tell you to defend your boundaries. And if you can listen to that message and say, hey, I'm feeling anger, I need to defend my boundaries, and then take the action to defend your boundaries, then you've really perfectly aligned yourself with the energy of anger. But the problem is most of us, we get caught up in the anger, and then we feel like we must express the anger and make sure everyone knows that we're angry, and then the whole thing escalates and snowballs into something that's beyond our control after a while.
It can become very draining.
Yeah. And a lot of people say shame is like the lowest level emotion. You should never feel shame. That's not true. Shame is an emotion that's designed to tell you that you're stepping on somebody else's boundaries and you need to check yourself. Mm-hmm. You're making somebody else uncomfortable. You need to check yourself. And if you simply take that message and take action to resolve whatever the issue is, then you're perfectly in alignment with shame. But most of us, you know, we get caught up in the shame, and then that's made worse by the fact that shame has been used as a very powerful tool of control against a lot of us. You know, we people will shame us into behaving in a way that fits their needs.
Yeah, doing something, for sure.
Built into certain dogmatic religions and so forth.
Even families. It's not even, it's not just about religions. Even families will shame you into making you do something that you don't really want to do, but they want you to do, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So we get stuck in shame, and that's where the problem is. And when you're stuck in shame, you can really no longer relate to shame in the way that's empowering, which is to recognize when you're stepping on someone else's toes.
Yeah, it's about being aware, right? Like feeling the emotion, being aware of the emotion or whatever it happens to be, and then saying, okay, so now how do I want to proceed? How do I want to react? How do I want to act? You know, what's next?
Absolutely. And jealousy, you know, people say jealousy is the ugliest emotion, and sure, it doesn't feel good, but jealousy is a signal that that maybe you need to, you know, take stock of what is connected to you in order to protect it. But most people, they bypass that and they go deep into the jealousy, and then you know, often it explodes into something violent and ugly. So all of these lower level emotions have the potential to become limiting. But when you come into alignment with them as they are, they're very empowering. They're essential tools for your emotional guidance system.
Yeah, they're like signs, you know, of where you're at emotionally sometimes, or what's occurring emotionally, right? It's nothing is negative. It's like, okay, cool. This is what's happening right now. What do I do next? How do I deal with it? Like, what is going on? And asking yourself questions and moving forward without, you know, like you said, getting stuck in it. And that's the thing. It's like all of life is like that. You know, all of life is basically showing you where you're at, and then you get to choose what's next.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So once you come into alignment with those lower level emotions, it becomes much more difficult for other people to knock you off base if it suits their purposes. So one of the issues that we have as human beings, our brains are hardwired to protect our belief systems. And if somebody expresses a worldview that contradicts ours, we treat it as a threat. So just notice, like if you're on Facebook, it's a really common thing for us to see somebody expressing a viewpoint that we disagree with, and we don't go into the energy of, oh, that's an interesting perspective. You know, why do they believe that? We get angry about it, and we want to type a response. The brain itself is hardwired to consider other viewpoints threatening. So a lot of the things that cause us to stumble are triggers and buttons that are programmed into our brain. The traumas that we have often get encoded into our system in such a way that we have emotional responses even before we're unaware of them, that are triggered by events that we don't understand. So there's a little bit of rewiring of the brain that can be done as well to support stepping into your power.
Awesome. And, you know, a lot of times, for me, I don't see those kinds of things. And if something like that does show, I just ignore it and I move on. It's like, yeah, whatever. It is what it is. So somebody asked if this is the place to write questions. So yes, you can write your question in the chat if you'd like, or you can raise your hand and you can ask a question when we're not doing an activation or something. Okay. So we'll see what we're going to do today. About, are we going to do activations or?
We'll do whatever you want. I want to go with the flow, with the group energy, and
you know, I love your activations. But there was a question from Pamela. She had said, she says, I feel so powerless over my life. I create the total opposite of what I intend. This is so frustrating. I wonder if anybody else experiences that.
Yeah, that's very common. And it's actually something that I used to do all the time myself. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, a lot of times when we're trying to identify what it is we desire in life, we define it in terms of what we don't like in our current environment. So a lot of times, for example, a really overt example of this is, instead of being in the energy of, I want to have surplus in my life, and this is what it would feel like to have a vast amount of money, a lot of us focus instead on, I want to get out of debt. And I hate my debts, and I need this money because I'm scared about not paying rent this month, and all the horrible things that will happen if I don't achieve what it is I desire. So the point of focus isn't on the desire at all. Mm-hmm. The point of focus is on what you'd like to escape. And if you're in the energy of getting out of debt, what happens is, through the law of attraction, the universe presents you with more and more opportunities to get out of debt, which means you have to stay in debt to do that. If you're in the energy of wanting surplus, of desiring surplus, and feeling what it would feel like to have all your needs met, then that's the signal that you're broadcasting out to the universe, and the universe responds by bringing you opportunities to have that. Another thing that's related to this is, there's something called the law of mental equivalence. And the law of mental equivalence basically teaches that you can create whatever you can imagine. Mm-hmm. Now, what that means is, if you can't imagine it, you will never create it. If you simply can't picture what it would be like to have surplus in your life, if that's so alien to you that you can't even imagine it, then there's no energy that will ever create it, because it's not in your field of vision. So you have to, like, really activate your imagination. And even if it feels alien, imagine what it would be like to have whatever it is you desire right now. And it's natural for us, because we know where we are right now. We know what issues we have right now that we would like to get out of. So it's natural for us to focus on the negative rather than to focus on the positive. But as long as the majority of your energy is focused on the positive, that's what you're going to create. So it's okay to identify what you dislike in your current situation. But as long as most of your energy is in what you'd like to create, that's where the energy is going to flow. Another thing that's really important to bear in mind is, when we're thinking positive thoughts and when we're thinking negative thoughts, we tend to feel the negative thoughts much more viscerally than we do the positive thoughts. When we think about what it would feel like to have money, there's an emotional attachment to that. But when we think about how horrible it is to be in debt, the emotions are much more strong. And the way this works in terms of the law of attraction is, you know, every thought is a wave of energy that goes out into the universe. Mm-hmm. And of course, you think millions upon millions upon millions of thoughts. So one individual thought doesn't really have much power. But every thought is a wave of energy that goes out into the universe. Emotion adds amplitude to those waves. So if we're very numb when we're thinking positive thoughts, and we're very agitated when we think negative thoughts, then you're empowering those negative thoughts more than the positive thoughts. And that's why, for a lot of people, affirmations don't work, because a lot of people say their affirmations with no emotion whatsoever. We know, years ago, I remember when I was a kid, I would always walk around saying, every day in every way, my life is getting better and better. Every day in every way, my life is getting better and better. And it was on autopilot, and I had absolutely no emotional connection with it whatsoever. I could have said that 50 million times. Yeah. And it would have had no impact, because there was no amplitude. But then I would turn around and look at my bank account and just go into this fear response and anger and, God, why do you hate me so much? And, you know, that
mm-hmm. power is much stronger.
Yeah. So it's important to pay attention to the emotions, as well as, and that's why the part that I was talking about earlier, coming into alignment with those emotions so that you can feel them and get the message from them without getting stuck in them, is really essential.
And so, you know, for even when you're going to do an affirmation, or if you're going to imagine a life, the life that you'd like to create, I'm just going to add a little bit here, it's really important to really raise your vibration and get into that higher state, as much as possible, you know, so that your energy is more positive and more amplified, right? Instead of just saying, okay, I'm imagining not having debt. No, that's not it. It's imagine what you would do if you didn't have debt, if you had lots of money, if you had the freedom to choose. Don't focus on the debt. Focus on what it is what is it you'd like to create with the energy of, you know, in an expanded state. So meditate or however you raise your vibration, you know, connect to the angels, connect to your heart space, whatever you do. I'm not going to go into that right now. And then start to imagine. Because when you imagine from that heightened state, you're actually creating.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
So you're creating, and then it's about actualizing or attracting that into reality, into this reality. But first, yeah. It begins in the imagination. So, you know, start imagining, but don't imagine not having debt, you know?
Yeah. So remember, I mean, just to build on what you said, you are always creating. Mm-hmm. You're never not creating. So as long as you stay within the awareness that you're always creating, you're always broadcasting energy to the universe, that the universe reflects back to you perfectly, mm-hmm. then it becomes much easier for you to recognize that it's you know, a necessity for you to focus on the positive. And also, like affirmations, if you say them with a sense of gratitude, you build gratitude into it,
yeah.
that really supercharges them quite a bit.
Exactly. And you know, if you can be in that state of gratitude when you're starting to do your imagination, super, you know, that's mm-hmm. the state you want to be in.
Yeah.
So hopefully that helps. Who are we talking to?
Pamela? We're talking to Pamela. Yeah.
Yes. So hopefully that helps, Pamela.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I just felt like a wave of energy go through the group. I want to make it absolutely clear that I'm not implying that you're to blame for the problems in your life. This isn't about blame. We've all been trained to think in a certain way. Mm-hmm. We've all grown up in an environment in which negativity is rewarded. So it's not really your fault when something bad happens to you. It's that you've been on autopilot and you've been behaving, you know, the way we're all trained to behave. So I don't want to point the finger and say, hey, you know, it's your fault that something bad happened. It's about recognizing what the dynamics are so that you can begin to take responsibility and create on your terms rather than on autopilot. But, you know, we're all like, we do it for social cohesion. We complain. We are trained to connect with other people through shared problems. And just imagine what the world would be like if we were to connect with other people through shared joys rather than through shared problems. If when we get together at the water cooler at work, we're not complaining about the stupid thing that the boss did and gossiping about the what we considered, you know, the flaws in other people's personalities. If we get together at the water cooler and talk about what uplifts us and makes work joyful, that would change everything.
It would change everything.
Yeah, and this is something that I had when I was growing up. It was that I was trained at a very early age to compete in the victimhood Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wanted to have my voice heard, I had to have something to complain about that was worse than what somebody else was experiencing.
Right.
And I vividly remember, and I've told this story before, but I vividly remember I was being bullied at school. And I this large guy picked on me one day, actually punched me in the nose. I had a bloody nose, but they cleaned it up. And I went home and I was crying and I was telling my mom about being bullied at school. And she said, "You think you had a bad day? Let me tell you what happened to me." And it yeah. just, you know, it, and then that just became my normal for years and years and years. And I carried it with me into the restaurant industry, and it was just drama, drama, drama. But the point of the drama was social cohesion. So we could all fit together and, mm-hmm. and, you know, we could all feel superior to others and connect that way. And all of that is just deeply, deeply disempowering. You know, it's a wonder I even survived at all. Considering,
I know. I can relate.
So we got to stop the victimhood Olympics.
Yes, exactly. Nobody wants to win that one. I don't want the gold in that. It's okay.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny. There are rewards for winning it. Because a lot of us find hidden benefits in victimhood. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have, you know, just using my mom as example, you know, God bless her, she's passed on. But pain and suffering were really the only techniques that she knew to get attention and pity. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we all fall into the trap of finding hidden benefits of things that disempower us. And an example from my mom is that she was desperate for attention, and she really disliked it when the focus was on somebody else. And my father was in the hospital having skin cancer removed, he had a melanoma, and they had removed it. And people were focusing on my father, and my mother got really, really worked up. And then at a certain point, she just blurted out, "Why isn't anyone paying attention to me? I'm the one whose husband is dying." And then she stormed off and she fell down a flight of stairs and
oh my goodness.
Twisted her knee really badly.
Oh my goodness.
So,
oh,
wow. You know, just a horrible suffering on her part. But in the end, she got, you know, all the attention directed at her. It's, you know, kind of a funny story, but tragic at the same time. And that's not a good way to live life. It's not a good way to be empowered by victimization. Mm-hmm. And I don't really want to get into, well, I'll let it go. I'll leave it at that.
So Barb is asking, she says, share joys means we need to get out of competition. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
this is more about being in communion with each other, you know, collaborating and just being in oneness. You know, it's not about who's better, who's worse. I'm the better complainer, or I'm, you know, I have the worst job, more worse than you, or anything like that. It's about, you know, it's like, wow, you know, I was just, you know, I was talking about like my vacation and something triggered in me. It's like, ooh, because it was so much fun for me. We had a great time, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, maybe I should, you know, I thought to myself, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said all that, because maybe some people cannot go on vacation. And so they might, you know, be affected by that. It's like, oops, yeah, you know, yeah. But instead it should have been, oh, wow, Laura, that's great. Fantastic. You deserve it. Or like, glad you had fun. Or, you know, that is what sharing joy means. I had so much fun. It was, oh, loved it.
So you brought up two points that I think are really crucial here. One is that you know, there's healthy competition and there's unhealthy competition. And most of the unhealthy competition is based on the belief system that we have limited resources that we all have to compete over. So if there's more for you, there's less for me. Yeah. And that's an entire topic in and of itself. Mm-hmm. But the other thing, oh my God, I've lost it. What were you just saying? The last thing you said.
I was talking about my vacation and how wonderful it was. And I felt that some people might feel bad because they can't go on vacation or whatever, you know.
Absolutely. So whenever you're in the energy of disliking somebody or resenting somebody because they have something that you don't, if you're in the energy of hating rich people because all rich people are bad, then you're actually making it so that you can never have those things yourself.
Right.
Because if you dislike somebody wealthy because you dislike wealthy people, your subconscious mind isn't going to let you turn into something you're going to dislike. Mm-hmm. And if you're resentful of people who have, you know, the ability to travel the world, and you're resentful when you see all the fantastic Facebook photos that somebody's posting, you hit the like button, but you hit it with anger instead of joy. You know, you're making it so that you can't have those things yourself,
right?
Because your subconscious mind isn't going to let you turn into something that you're going to resent. Mm-hmm. So
that's powerful.
Be aware of that.
So how can we change that?
Yeah, just awareness. Awareness is the key to everything. Mm-hmm. So awareness, introspection, just knowing when something feels good or something feels bad. Now, the example I just gave, the resentment is obvious when you hit the like button with anger rather than hitting the like button with joy.
Mm-hmm.
So that emotional response is enough to tell you that you're in the energy of resentment and you should choose something different instead.
Right.
So that's one of the keys to awareness, just monitoring your emotions. What feels good, what feels bad.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So. And so Pamela's asking an important question here. She said, is our subconscious mind creating a reality?
Your subconscious mind or your unconscious mind? They both actually. So I blend them together. We'll just say the subconscious mind. So your subconscious mind creates your reality on autopilot. So your subconscious mind is thousands of times more powerful than your cognitive mind is. And through your cognitive mind, you can choose which beliefs, which thoughts, and so forth you want to think. And when you think them, they're going to have an impact on the world. But your subconscious mind is always there running in the background on autopilot. And so you are unconsciously creating your world through everything that's bouncing around in the subconscious mind. Now, the belief systems that are in the subconscious mind can be shifted very, very easily. And one of the ways to shift them is to control your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Because a belief, quite often, is nothing more than a well-practiced thought. Mm-hmm. And if you recognize that you're thinking something negative over and over again, if you choose to think something positive instead and you practice that, it's going to shift the belief that's programmed into your subconscious mind, and then you'll begin to create that on autopilot.
Exactly. I'm so glad you said that, because I think this is so important for people to hear, that just because the subconscious is more powerful does not mean that you are powerless.
Yeah, absolutely.
That can still be changed. You know,
yeah.
So you are not powerless. You are still powerful as you are. It really does mean you need to be aware of what you are thinking, what you are feeling, you know, what emotions are coming up, and then react or act accordingly.
Yeah, absolutely. And most of those emotions, it's the subconscious mind doesn't do much with emotion in the same way that the subconscious mind doesn't do anything with logical thought. Those emotions are almost always on the level of conscious awareness. So, you know, that the emotions are going to be a gateway to shifting your subconscious beliefs. You can just be aware of what's going on. And
I mean, like if something in your life is not working and you've tried everything, right? So, and we've all said that, I've tried everything and nothing has worked. We've all said that. I'll be honest. I've said it. It's like, I've done everything. And
interestingly,
then I catch myself.
Sorry to interrupt for a second, but you know, some people have that as a belief system.
What's
some
that?
Some people have the belief system, nothing works for me.
Right.
And
yeah,
in
yeah.
fact, that's the story that they live in their life. Nothing works for me. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if that's the belief system, then trying something new and different is actually just another opportunity to prove to yourself that nothing works for you. You create that self-validating evidence that nothing works. And I just recently had somebody do that with me. It was somebody who has like this long list of hundreds and hundreds of healers that she's worked with, and none of them have ever worked for her.
Mm-hmm.
She contacted me and I said, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to help you with this. And then she sent me a nasty letter saying, yeah, you just proved my point. So no, you proved it. But,
well, and I mean, you know, no offense to her or him or whoever it was, but did they really want a change? You know?
No.
So
just wanted more evidence that healing doesn't work.
Yeah. So obviously ask yourself, do I really want to change this? Whatever this is.
Yeah. So, you know, and that was like a particular situation. So the person had written me this, it was really interesting that she wanted to contact me in the first place. But the message that she sent me was basically, all energy healing is BS, prove to me that I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And my response was, well, if you really believe that, then there's not much I can do.
Yeah.
I'll happily work with you, but just recognize that, you know, maybe I'm not the right person to help you with this problem. If you're firmly entrenched in the belief system and your goal is to prove that energy healing doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that just,
yeah,
you know,
that's interesting.
No, because I disliked her. I said no because she just wasn't the proper client for me and I wasn't the proper healer mm-hmm. for her to work with.
Yep.
So.
I'm just going to, so there were some questions. So, Sue was asking about releasing shame around not following through, not remembering, not doing it right, and self-criticism.
Yeah, well, you know, I think I'd like to hold off on that because I'm actually doing a free group call on Sunday that is exclusively on the topic healing shame.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
So if people go to my website, you'll see the link to Sunday's event. I'm going to do a 1 hour focused healing event exclusively on shame energy. So
perfect. Yeah, so Sue, make sure you check that out.
We're already in harmonic resonance with with my schedule. It's beautiful.
Yeah, good. I love it. All right. So we were talking about, you know, what is power consciousness, right? I think, right? So is there something that we can do today, like some activations or something that we can do to be more in our own power?
Yeah, there's so many. Let me kind of think for a moment, kind of feel out the energy in the group. Let's start by doing this. Everybody, please make sure that you're in a very safe and comfortable space with no distractions. It means no chopping vegetables, no driving, anything like that. And simply offer me permission to connect you energetically.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, and okay, cool. So let's do this. One of my absolute favorite topics, and I think this is incredibly empowering, is a program that I have that's called Body Love. And the Body Love program is founded on the notion that if you can simply come into a place where you love yourself and love your life and love your body exactly as it is right now, that's going to empower you to create something even better for yourself. Mm-hmm. But most of us tend to get this backwards. I'm going to do a body love attunement for everyone here in just a moment. So in short, the way most of us try to motivate ourselves to make a change in our life is by criticizing ourselves for where we are right now. So say, for example, I want to lose 40 pounds. I stand in front of a mirror, I look at myself and I say, my God, you're disgusting. Why don't you lose 40 pounds already? Mm-hmm. Get out there and go running. And that type of motivation might get you out the door, but it's not going to have any impact in the long run. In fact, by doing that, what you're doing with the law of attraction is you're sending out a message to the universe. I hate my body the way it is right now. And the universe responds by bringing you more and more opportunities to hate your body the way it is now. If you stand in front of the mirror and you love yourself exactly as you are right now, even though there's something better that you can envision, even though it's not your ideal, but you can love it exactly as it is right now, you're sending a message out to the universe that gets reflected back to you with opportunities to love your body even more. And that really empowers you to make the changes that will cause you to love your body even more. And this is true for everything in life. It's true for career, it's true for finances, for romance, for sex. If you hate your life the way it is right now, then the universe brings you opportunities to continue hating your life. If you love your life exactly as it is right now, no matter what's going on, the universe brings you opportunities to love it more. Mm-hmm. So everybody, give me permission to connect with your higher self. And by your higher self, what I mean is you, completely and utterly free of all of the limiting thoughts and beliefs that keep you stuck in your present body. So it's not some lofty godlike figure. It's just you without the limitations.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, and most of those are phony limitations that have been imposed upon you by others to control you. Okay. Also, I think this is important to say, you're all doing this clearing work all the time. So in a sense, your higher self is the future you who has already completed all of this work. And because it's the future you that has already completed all of this work, it knows exactly what you need to do to get from here to there. And that's why it's such a powerful resource for us. Okay, and now I'm going to do an attunement. I'm going to draw out the energetic pattern of you loving yourself exactly as you are right now, as your higher self does it, and I'm going to apply it to your current body. So say yes for that. So, wow. Okay. So in a sense, it's like taking a blueprint or a template from your higher self and superimposing it upon your current persona and then smoothing out the differences. So if you have any belief systems that tell you that it's impossible for you to love yourself, or that loving yourself is the same thing as surrender and giving up, just clear all of that away right now. And what I'm mostly picking up from the group is a belief system that you're simply not worthy of this. You're not good enough to love yourself exactly as you are right now. So let's clear all of that away as well. Picking up from a few people that you're not allowed to love yourself exactly as you are right now, and that comes from overbearing parents who tried to control you and always told you you have to do better. So let's clear all of that away. Okay. And for a few people, I'm picking up it's too late. I'm too far gone for improving my life. Therefore, what's the point? So let's clear all of that away. Okay, beautiful. Take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. Okay, and release when you're ready. Okay, and now if you're feeling lightheaded or dizzy, you may want to ground yourself a little bit. So, wow, thank you. I'm feeling so floaty now. That felt really good. Okay, that's one of my absolute favorite topics. Okay, so let's let that settle for a moment. And I want to pull out an oldie but a goodie. Here's an activation I haven't done for a couple of years. Used to be my absolute favorite, and then I kind of drifted away from it. I want to bring out the template of you standing in happiness, having happiness right now. Okay? Because through the law of attraction, if you can be in the energy of happiness right now, then you're going to start attracting to you all of those things that you think will make you happy. Most of us get that backwards. We believe that we need to accomplish certain things and then we'll be happy. You know, we need to have the perfect job and the perfect car and the perfect wife, and then we can be allowed to be happy. But that's backwards. If you're in the energy of happiness now, that happiness you're feeling attracts the ideal car and the ideal partner and the ideal job and so forth. So I want to lock that in. Okay, beautiful. Everyone take a deep, deep breath and hold it for a moment to anchor those two closely related attunements. And release when you're ready. Okay, beautiful. Wow. Okay, we're back. Thank you, everyone. So I'm going to take a drink of water and ground myself so I can come back into full waking consciousness.
And of course, you know, you saw me yawning, you know, like.
Yeah. Oh, I tend to drift away.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And yeah, I love that. Both of those. They're so relevant. And thank you. Even I can't even talk yet either. So if anybody has any comments about those, please type them into the type them into the chat. That'd be great. Neither one of us can talk, but maybe some of you can type. So I wanted to talk, so Patrick, can you talk a little bit about the light bridge?
Yeah, so the technique that I just used is the light bridge technique. And there are a couple of different techniques that I use that depend on what the energetic orientation of the client is. So a lot of what I do is subconscious reprogramming. Mm-hmm. And subconscious reprogramming, I'm sure all of you are familiar with it from theta healing and awakening dynamics and the one command and so forth. Mm-hmm. That generally involves identifying specific beliefs and clearing them meticulously one by one. And it's a very, very powerful process. With LightBridge, I'm moving in the direction more of belief sculpting, which is shifting things on the mythology level, shifting interrelated collections of beliefs. Mm-hmm. And the way I normally do that is I connect with your higher self in order to simply pull out the stencil or the blueprint or the pattern that your higher self has completely in alignment with whatever belief systems we're trying to adjust, mm-hmm. and shift things that way. So I call it belief sculpting because we're working on hundreds of beliefs simultaneously rather than individual ones. And in my practice, I do both. When I'm doing the subconscious reprogramming, I do that more with clients who have more of an engineering mindset, mm-hmm. Or computer programming mindset, where one individual line of code is enough to throw, put a bug in an entire program. And what I'm doing with LightBridge is more musical. It's sure the individual notes matter, but it's the harmony that is what is where my point of focus is. And in a sense, what I'm doing instead of shifting individual belief systems is I'm taking the belief systems and like molding them so that they're harmonic with each other. I'm fixing the chords so that everything flows together properly, maybe even like shifting the key and so forth. So for some people find that really super powerful. But the hallmark of LightBridge is the bridge that connects your current persona, your egoic persona, with your higher self. And what I do in LightBridge is I bridge the gap between who you are right now and who you are completely and utterly free of all of your current limitations, except for those that are natural limitations by virtue of being in a human body. You know, there's certain limitations that we just have. Yeah. So in a sense, it bridges the gap between where you are right now and where you will be after you've done all of this work. And I find it like super, super powerful.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. I was just curious if for people who may not have experienced it before. Right.
Yeah. So I teach the technique. I love teaching the technique. I do certifications in it as well. And in fact, I see several people on the call right now who have certifications. So beautiful.
Awesome. So Barb is asking, she says, I love Patrick's activations. I felt them brushing my third eye and I'm not sure what that means.
Well, it might not necessarily mean anything. It could be that that's just where some energy blockage was. It could be that there was some fear of you actually stepping into your power. And you're essentially afraid of, let me see if I can tap into this deeper, because there is a fear there in the third eye. There's a fear of how other people will respond if you take control of your life and you live on your terms. So there's a fear that there's going to be a ripple effect that is going to be unpleasant for other people, and they'll make it unpleasant for you to grow. So let's just clear that away right now. So anywhere and everywhere you've decided or you've come to believe or you even have had the experience of your spiritual growth angering other people and of them wanting to pull you back because they don't like the changes in you. Let's just get the truth about all of that as it's understood by your higher self and clear it all away right now. Okay. Now, literally the fear that you have in your third eye is completely disconnected from that. It's actually the fear of stepping into your intuitive power, and you're afraid of what you're going to see in other people. There's a fear that if you increase your intuitive gifts, you're going to begin to see the ugliness in other people that you would otherwise not see. So let's clear that fear away. Make it so as you step into your intuition, you can also simultaneously have immense, profound respect for other people's privacy. Okay, beautiful. Okay, there we go. Okay, and of course that clearing was done for Barb, but it's actually flowing out to everyone in the group if that's something that resonates with you.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Barb. Awesome. And someone, Robert's asking, can the end game of healthy competition be to share resources and gain so others can experience joy and happiness?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Goodness, I mean that activation that you just ran for Barb and all of us is still running on YouTube. So yeah. It's interesting that because we're talking about the third eye, and it's like now I'm trying to read and I can't read. It's like I can't see it clearly. You know, it's like interesting. Yeah. So there's a question from Judy, and I can't get it. Patrick?
Let's see. The one says, I related to having an overbearing alcoholic father that humiliated me and shamed me to perform at the level that would make him look good to others. Yeah. So let's actually do a broad spectrum clearing for everyone on the call, because so many of us have had phony limitations imposed upon us by others in order to fit their desires and needs in life. And the phony limitations that are imposed upon us by others are either demands that we do certain things that we don't want to do, or punishments for doing things that we do want to do, and therefore we're punished for living our lives authentically. So let's do a broad spectrum stripping away as much as is possible for you right now of any and all phony limitations that have been imposed upon you by others. Now, I can already sense that for a lot of you, this is feeling a little bit dangerous, because there have been so many phony limitations imposed upon you by others that after they're all stripped away, you have no idea who you are at your core. There's nothing left. So let's bring in a deeper awareness of who you are from the perspective of your higher self, completely free of phony limitations. Okay, and let's also pour in some additional energy. Wow. Let's pour in some additional energy that will allow you to take off your masks and stop pretending to be somebody that you're not in order to appease other people. Okay, there we go. Okay, and now, just to complete this, I'm picking up in at least four or five of you that it's not merely the case that phony limitations were imposed upon you, it's that phony limitations were violently punished into you. So let's remove the trauma associated with people forcing you to live life on their terms and using violence and threats of violence in order to make you submit. Oh, God, I'm burning up now. Mm-hmm. Wow, there's a lot of power in that. Okay, so we're clearing away the trauma associated with having been punished into somebody else's worldview. And we're making it safe for you to clear the trauma, making it so you know who you are without it. There we go. Now everyone take a deep, deep breath and hold it for a moment. And release when you're ready. Wow. Okay. Yeah, that was some work. Oh, okay.
Yes, thank you.
Man, I'm burning up after that one. I feel like the temperature just went up 10 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Same. And Carolyn, I'm not sure what your question is.
Carolyn writes, no more debt. Yeah, Patrick, I see it, smell it. Yeah, so Carolyn, get rid of the phrase, no more debt.
Yeah.
Okay, because the universe only hears the word debt. So, yeah, so once again, like I was saying earlier, when you're in the energy of no more debt, the universe will assist you in living your life in terms of no more debt. And in order for you to stay in the energy of no more debt, you have to have debt in order to have that play out. So yeah. The universe brings you more and more opportunities to say no more debt. So just surplus, surplus, surplus. I know who I am with surplus. Surplus defines me as a person. I live the vibrant, lush life of somebody in surplus.
Pretend to me, Caroline.
Yeah, Caroline. So sorry, I didn't mean to pick on you, but it takes some effort.
Yeah.
And it takes some programming at a deeper level. After a while, when you get into the habit of thinking the positive rather than putting it in negative terms, it will click and it'll become automatic.
Awesome. Thank you. And so I want to take a few moments to talk about the special offers that you have for us this time. So I have everything I need and more galore.
Yes, I'm looking at it right now.
So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Patrick. Just going to open that up as well. All right. So there's two packages, package A and package B.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first package is called Take Back Your Power. And it is based on a course that I taught through Thrive Energetics Academy. And is one of my all-time favorite courses. It's a slightly modified version of the course that I offer through my academy. All of the lectures are like super compressed into one lecture that gives you all the information. So if you've seen it or you've seen it on my academy, it's there at a much higher price. And the lectures are much more lengthy. But anyway, so this is an audio package that is super powerful. And I'll go through the tracks really, really quickly because I think you can get the gist of it without having all the details.
Yeah.
We start by purging away limiting beliefs about empowerment, such as I'm not allowed to have power, it's dangerous, and so forth. Then we move into getting rid of victim consciousness, so anywhere you define yourself as a victim. Then we get rid of the victim competition, that victimhood Olympics mm-hmm. that I talked about earlier. Next, we move into self-worth, so that you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are worthy of success and power and everything else. Next, we have body love, which is essentially, very similar to what I did earlier, so that you can love yourself exactly as you are right now. Next, we clear away any and all oaths, vows, contracts, promises, or other forms of obligation that keep you locked in, needing to be of service to other people in a way that disempowers you or limits your freedom. Next, we clear away all of the ways in which you give your power away to other people, such as to doctors, celebrities, gurus, politicians, parents, and so forth. So you can take back that power and live on your terms. Next, we have phony limitations imposed upon you by others. Next, the distractor emotions. So distractor emotions are those explosive emotions that are designed to make you shift your attention away from something that's healing or empowering. So we get rid of all of those desires to, the triggers and buttons that cause you to explode with anger and so forth. Next, we clear trauma. We're purging away traumatic imprints so that you don't relive those traumatic experiences over and over again on autopilot. Next, we clear away belief systems about the nature of the universe itself. Because most of us have been taught that the universe is inherently hostile, that the universe doesn't support us, that God's against us, or God is vengeful and is just looking for reasons to punish us, and so forth. So we clear all of that away. Next, we clear away the need to be in control, and that is trying to control other people, trying to control situations. Those can be very limiting. And then clarity of mission, purpose, and vocation, so that you can have a clearer idea of why you're here and what you want to accomplish in this lifetime and feel empowered to actually accomplish it. Next, we have just power consciousness in its pure form. So we've cleared away all the victim consciousness. Now we lock in and activate power consciousness. Then empowered relationships, empowered sex, and empowered finances are the final or the next three tracks. And then track number 18 is the lecture, one of the lectures from the course on power consciousness. And it's the one that basically pieces together all of the different elements of my philosophy about power. And then bonuses, three different pre-recorded live group calls that I've hosted. One was on sleep support because that seems to be a universal thing that everyone can benefit from. Next is my Manifestation Mastery mini workshop, which was incredibly powerful, and it by itself could be a package. And then the power of discernment, which is the ability to recognize the truth in things, you know, as opposed to what we've been told to believe, and the ability to recognize what thoughts, emotions, and energies are yours and which ones belong to other people. Discernment is what you step into when you let go of judgment. So that's package A, and it's massive.
Yes, it is.
It's very powerful. And we've got it offered for $97.
Awesome.
And then package B for $179 is the same thing. It's the same package with the bonuses. And then a 40-minute private attunement session with me. So we'll do an energetic cleansing and attunement session to shift your energy in a specific way that you choose. And then I'm in the process of finishing a book right now. I've written the book. I'm editing it right now. It's called Unshackled, Reject Phony Limitations and Step Into Your Power Now. And that book is going to be published probably in November. So the package includes a personalized autographed copy of that book as well that I'll mail to you when the time comes. So all of that is $179.
Awesome. Yeah, and that's a lot of, you know, lots of activations, plus the group calls, you know, for package A, which is $97, and then package B is all of that, plus the book that's going to come out. I'm so excited about that, Patrick. Yay.
Yeah, I'm looking for a publisher right now.
Awesome. How exciting.
Yeah, if I don't find a publisher, then I'll just self-publish.
Yep.
But I'm hoping like in the next 6 weeks or so, I'll find a publisher for it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And also the 40-minute Lightbridge session with you. So it's like, awesome. That is like, wow. So $179 for package B. So take a look at them both, see which one resonates with you, and click away. thank you. And then... So Marlene says, just gave me a great idea. How about no more joy? I have so much joy. I'm laughing all the way to the bank. This went through my mind as you were speaking, Patrick. Love it.
Was that no more joy? Is that what she said?
That's what she said. And she says, I have so much joy. I'm laughing all the way to the bank.
Ah, so let's make it so that you can process infinite joy with grace and ease.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love
so
that.
You can actually enjoy ecstatic joy and bliss without it feeling awkward or alien or unusual. So cool.
Yeah.
Let's lock that in for everyone.
Infinite joy.
Yeah. Ecstatic. Yeah.
So I have somebody saying, Kathy says, I'm live and no special offer on website. You said really fast. Sorry, it's Alara. I'll type it into the chat if you'd like. It's alara.at/show/Patrick. It'll be in the email as well when I send the email out. It was actually already in the email that I sent out for this call. There was a link in there for the special offer as well. So you can take a look at that. So hopefully that helps as well. So I'm going to just put it for everybody because I think that just went to Kathy. Yep. Weird. It was in there. I sent two emails out for the call today. So, but anyways, here it is. And I'm glad you're here live. Thank you. Yeah, so that should work. Click on that link. It should work, okay? And it's on the live page. The special offer link is on the live page as well. And that will stay on there. So you can go back to the live page at any time in the next couple of days and it'll be there. Okay? So perfect. Thank you. All right. So what else? Do we have any other questions about what we talked about today? Hold on. Can you talk a bit about your book?
Oh, okay. So, wow. So the book is 26 chapters and it is essentially, so when I taught the course Take Back Your Power, what I did was I transcribed all of my lectures and then I used those as the foundation for each of the chapters in the book. But what I do in the book is I've illustrated it with lots and lots of anecdotes, both from my personal life and from my practice. So let me open up my, I'm going to go on my hard drive and find the chapter listings for the book, if you don't mind pausing for a second. So let's see, I've got The Ways You Disempower Yourself and How to Take Back That Power. So I've got a chapter on expecting the worst and how your expectations play out, phony limitations, believing the universe is against you, self-worth, blaming others, identifying yourself as a victim, finding power in victimhood, victim Olympics, rampant negativity, friends who are energy vampires, and surrounding yourself with people who suck your energy, rejecting essential aspects of yourself because you've been told that they're bad, authenticity, responsibility versus blame, traumas and clinging to your life story, triggers, the need for control, action paralysis, and that's just the first 16 out of 26 chapters. So it goes on from there. And all of it is designed to really bring home the points that I'm trying to teach in that with colorful anecdotes. So it's written in a very conversational way and in a very approachable way. And I hope people enjoy it. I loved writing it.
I'm looking forward to it, I'm sure. And I'm sure there's going to be so much wisdom in there that is going to be helpful that people can relate to and resonate with. It really is about stepping into your power, you know, and those phony limitations that we get from all sorts of different places, not just people, but society, culture, the collective, you know, everywhere, right? And they're not real, but we buy them as real. So no more. It's like, great. Awesome. Thank you. All right. So any other last comments, Patrick, about, you know,
well, I noticed that there's a message here from Keisha saying she's been experiencing pain, right hemisphere pain that's being felt in her teeth. And is this about the new energies? And of course, everything happens for many, many reasons. But Keisha, what I'm picking up in you is too much salt. Maybe like modify your salt intake in some way. I think that to me feels like where the issue is. A combination of the salt levels being not quite right and dehydration is what I'm feeling there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
So,
take a look at that,
Keisha. Cool.
And then Judy's asking, will this package help with the fear of men, being a victim of abuse from men?
Yes, it's not the focus of it, but there the section that's on trauma will be directly related to that. Yeah, so you know, contact me directly. I've got other resources that are more specifically in alignment with that. Yeah. And in fact, my absolute all-time favorite course that I ever taught is called Silence Your Martians, and it's all about eradication of toxic masculinity. And it's a course for men and women, but it just was my absolute favorite thing ever to teach, and that's going to be a book as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And don't forget that Patrick is doing a free call on Sunday on shame.
Sunday, I've got a live group call. It's a free group call, and you'll find details about it on my website, or if you go to my website and sign up for my email list. And we're focusing squarely on shame, but we're also using shame as an example of any of the so-called lower level emotions and how to come into alignment with it.
Yeah. Awesome. Heat waves. There's so much. It's just energies. You know, there's so many energies right now coming onto the planet, and we're releasing so much. There's so much shifting. Somebody's asking about heat waves that she or they've been having, and try grounding. Grounding always helps, right? I found for myself, grounding really helps.
Let me do one thing for everyone on the call.
Sure.
I want to make it so that you can process the heat with grace and ease. Because a lot of us have been conditioned to be comfortable in a very narrow range of temperatures. But the human body was not designed that way. We're not designed to only be comfortable in a narrow range of temperatures. The reason the range of temperatures that we feel comfortable in is constricted is because, we just don't expose ourselves to temperatures as much as we used to, but also because our hydration levels are off, and maybe that dovetails with what I saw in Keisha as well. So let everybody just say yes to accept and receive an energetic activation that will allow you to process heat with grace and ease.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I actually want to pull a little bit of my energy, my template out, and offer it to you as well. Because I have to say, I love hot weather and I love cold weather. I love weather. And like yesterday, I had a magnificent hike. And when I got home, I looked at the meter for my hike, and it said the average temperature during my hike was 109.1 degrees.
Oh, wow.
But I went 6.5 miles. So make it so you can process the heat. As long as you stay aware of your hydration levels, make it so that range of what's comfortable is much broader. Okay, beautiful. Everyone take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And release when you're ready. There we go. Now, the cool thing about that is if your electric bill is high because you're running the air conditioner all the time, it's going to feel comfortable if you raise the temperature a couple of degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And the opposite true in the winter.
Awesome. Thank you. And so I'm going to say no more questions, please, because I do have to end the show. But Sue's asking, which pack for balancing female energy? I feel pregnant, but not possible.
I'm sorry, which pack?
Which package, I guess, for balancing female energy? Because we were talking about the masculine a few minutes ago. Do you have something for female energy?
I have something completely different. I also, I'll pull it out. A couple of years ago, I taught a course on women's empowerment. Mm-hmm. So I can help with that as well. But, the package B with the one-on-one session, that one-on-one session can be exclusively on balancing female power. Mm-hmm. So that would be really helpful as well.
Yeah, exactly. Why should we say yes every time since we come to such shows to get the clearing? Giving you permission, right?
That's just a participation thing. It's not necessary in the slightest. It makes no difference at all. But yeah. I like to occasionally have people say yes so that people are connected and they're paying attention and they feel like they're participating. So,
and that's truly, also about empowering you too, you know, and empowering the client. That they're actually part of the process.
Yeah, and with a lot of healers, a lot of what healers do with their clients is designed to enhance the client experience so they can feel like they're participating. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, when I used to do theta healing years ago, I would have my clients muscle test, even though it was absolutely and totally unnecessary to the process. Mm-hmm. But the muscle testing gave them a feeling of, you know, control and participation and validation.
Yeah.
So saying yes, you know, it makes you feel like you're a part of the process and not that something is being done to you against your permission. Yeah. Also gives you an opportunity to not say yes if you don't want it. And that's important as well, to really be following along, paying attention and identifying if there's something that is being offered to you that you don't really quite want. You're not in alignment with it. Mm-hmm. So having people say yes every time is an opportunity for them to not say yes if they don't want it.
Yeah, it just empowers you to choose for yourself.
Yeah.
And brings them into the now moment. Absolutely. Because sometimes we can go off on different tangents, right? Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Patrick. This has been wonderful. Like I knew it would be. You know, I already had that expectation, but it's always so much fun talking with you, chatting with you, sharing these experiences with you. And, you know, your activations, like I said, I just absolutely love. They're fantastic. So thank you.
Thank you. And everybody, love, light, and joy to all of you. And I hope you have a magnificent rest of the month.
Thank you, everyone. And take a look at the two packages. See which one resonates with you. Package A or Package B. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.